I'm Gene Kansas. You're listening to Sidewalk Radio, a show about real estate that's not really about real estate at all, or at least as we typically consider it. More importantly, we explore the cultural and physical development of life in the modern city through the lens of history and the context of community. Today's show, Toy Stories, brought to you by Perkins & Will and Hirsch Bednar Associates. What is a toy? Something fun to play with? The key to a child's imagination? An object of endearment? A mess for mom when the Lego bin topples over? Yeah, it's all that. But it's also so much more. Toys are community builders. And today, we're joined by three guests who are part and parcel to the toy community. This is their story. My guests today are editor of Time to Play magazine, Chris Byrne, director of Atlanta Toys for Tots program, Chief Warrant Officer, A.T. Wilson, and 10-year-old Maxine, a great kid with an appreciative understanding of toys.
Now we're going to shake it up a little bit for you.
Chris Byrne.
Chris, Gene Kansas with Sidewalk Radio. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you kind of like the Santa of writers?
I'm Santa's messenger to Earth.
Toys are obviously a fun topic, especially this time of year. I think maybe we should just dive right in. Let's tell our listeners who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, I've been working in the industry for about 30 years, and I am I work with a website called TimeToPlayMag.com, which is the largest consumer-focused website that reviews toys and gives away a lot of toys too. And I've just I don't think that kids should be the only ones having fun. I just came out with a book from Three Rivers Press called Toy Time, which is a look back at some of the favorite toys from the 50s, 60s, 70s, up actually into the late 80s. So for grown-ups who haven't given up the desire to play.
Where do you think the nostalgia for toys factors into kind of the adult life?
Well, I think, our play experiences are so formative. They really are. They come at a time when we're trying to figure out who we are, where do we fit in the world, where do we fit in our family. We get to try on different personas. We get to imagine different realities for ourselves. And that's such a formative time that it really stays with us. And the toys themselves, certainly over time, become sort of reminders of that, almost in sort of a classic totemistic sense. It really is, you look at it and you remember. So, I can go into a group of people and say something like Easy Bake Oven, and suddenly everybody will have a memory about the Easy Bake Oven. And the neat thing is
they're
all different. You're hungry, right? You talk about Barbie, and they've made millions, probably billions of Barbie dolls since 1959, but every one really is inherently different because every girl or boy who plays with it has a very specific memory of it and something that they were doing in their lives when that toy was present.
So in researching and writing about some of kind of the greatest toys of all times, what are some, hands-down favorites that have been there forever?
Well, I mean, certainly you've got the Barbie doll, which goes back to 1959. You've got probably the oldest toy in the book is Knock Hockey, which I believe was from 1942. But that was something that's virtually unchanged since that time. And it's really something that's the new generations play. So kids who are born in the 60s and 70s had as fond a memory of that as older kids or even today's kids. You can still buy it. It's virtually unchanged. Things like Mousetrap is still made today. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Again, it's all about that power and conflict. They were huge in the 80s. They came back about 2 years ago, and another generation of kids is discovering just how much fun they are.
Is there a Toy Hall of Fame? If so, where is it and what's it all about?
There is a Toy Hall of Fame. It is in upstate New York, and it is part of the a museum up in the National Toy Hall of Fame, and people can go to toyhalloffame.org and check it out, and they induct things into it. It's part of the Strong Museum. And they do the National Toy Hall of Fame, and they induct things every year. They've inducted things like the cardboard box, as well as classic toys that you would know. And so it's definitely something where people can go and see that.
Cool. And your own, I'm sure you get this all the time, but let's give your favorite toy of all time, and maybe share with us a personal memory about that and how it became your favorite.
Okay, well, I loved Matchbox cars, and as my joke is always that it satisfied my very boy-like need for, you know, active and aggressive play, you know, smashing them together, and then my OCD side of building and categorizing and collecting, you know, so it was like both things at once, and I still have my Matchbox cars that I grew up with in my office.
I knew we had something in common.
You know, I still have them, and it's so funny because I started when I went to college. I took them because my brothers would always play with them, and they were like messing them up. So, and that's just now I still have them with me. So,
that's cool.
You know, so it's kind of fun. But I think that, you know, again, it was the thing about Matchbox cars, or really any sort of classic toy, is it's not complete without the child's imagination. So you bring it to life in whatever way, whatever's going on for you today, if you're really sort of into the history of these Model A's or Model T's, or you want to just, you know, drive them all down the stairs and bash into each other, you can.
If we can, just start with telling people who you are and what you do, and then we'll get right into the community building aspect of this.
Chief Warrant Officer A.T. Wilson. I'm in the United States Marine Corps Reserve. I volunteer, like every other volunteer in Atlanta, to support the Marine Corps Toys for Tots Foundation and their quest to give children an opportunity to get toys during the Christmas season. I have the 18 counties that surround the metropolitan Atlanta area.
And you all have done quite a bit for our community. Let's give our listeners a quick highlight of some of your accomplishments.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing we've been able to do is we unite all of the counties of greater Atlanta, which, like I said, if you're looking at a map, if you will, and you look at figure the city of Atlanta is the heart of that map, then we surround those 18 counties that all touch each other surrounding metro Atlanta. And we've united people under a common cause to give toys, to donate toys to children who may not otherwise get any toys this year. And we've been very successful at doing that and become the largest Christmas charity in the United States, which I think is pretty phenomenal considering that we're all volunteer.
It's unbelievable. You all have distributed over 800,000 toys, is that correct?
Last year, yes, sir. We collected and distributed 804,000 toys.
How does giving toys help develop a community?
What I think it does is two things. Number one, we represent the United States Marine Corps. And one of our purposes is to be involved in the local community and show that there's another side of the military than just preparing and defending our country. It's also getting involved with local businesses and initiatives that affect people that live in the community. In this case, our focus would be children. And I think what we try to do is not only bring that smile, if you will, to a child during the holidays, but more importantly, to show them that somebody cares.
It makes sense that the U.S. Marine Corps is involved, but it might be a little bit surprising to people to know that the Marines got involved with toys and children. How did that come about?
Well, it started in 1947, and it was in Los Angeles, California. There was a reservist, a Major Bill Hendricks. His wife handmade a Raggedy Ann doll. She gave the doll to Bill, and she said, "I want you to go out and give it to a charity that exclusively gives toys to children at Christmas time." Well, he took those words literally, and he looked, and in 1947, he could not find a charity that exclusively gave toys to children only at Christmas time. So he came home, and he told her that, "You know, I've looked into this, and there doesn't appear to be any such charity, so I want you to rethink this thing." And as a result, she said, "Well, I think you should create one," and he did. So he went and got together with some of the other reservists in his unit, and they were, as most reservists are, they were somewhat connected in the community because they all have daytime jobs, if you will, regular jobs that are at companies all throughout the local community. And he connected and bonded the community, and they distributed toys that year. And the head of the Marine Corps, the Commandant, he heard about this. He liked it so much that he implemented it into all the reserve units, and so it is today with over 750 locations throughout the United States. There is a Toys for Tots campaign being run. Community relations, community involvement, it's on every commander's checklist, meaning that any commander that's, and keep in mind that reserve centers are not always located on a military installation. In many cases, they're ingrained, built, and they organized in the local community, all throughout America, to include Puerto Rico. Well, if you consider that the commander is responsible for the military activity, it would be important for him to ingrain into the activities going on around him, because most of his personnel only do weekend duty one weekend per month. So they're engaged in their regular jobs the majority of the month. So I think when you tie that together and you say, you know, what is it that we can do to reach out to the community as military members, it only makes sense to be involved in Toys for Tots, because there are always children that are in need of toys. And the Marine Corps tries our best in order to facilitate to meet that need. It's that feeling you get when you know you did something and you tried your best and you gave it to somebody to make them have a better day. And that's what we try to do, sir.
Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots.
I'm Maxine. I am 10 years old, and I am in fifth grade.
I heard a rumor that you like toys. So I kind of took the liberty of bringing one for you, like an early Christmas present. Is that all right if I give it to you?
Cool.
Okay. Do you like Pez?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Merry Christmas.
Cool.
Let's start by telling people kind of some of your favorite toys, and name a few and tell me why you like them.
I have gotten a DS, an Xbox. I got a bike, which is really cool. And I got this, like, horse racing set where it's like a box where you can, when you turn it on, all the you have six horses, and then they go, and then whoever wins, wins.
So it's a race with the horses.
Yeah.
And do you play that with friends?
I usually play it with just myself.
I have two nieces. One of them turned 9 2 days ago, Katie.
Cool.
And Lainey is about to turn 7, and they tell me that looming, rainbow loom, is the big thing. Is that true?
Yes.
Tell me about that, because I don't know. I'm 40. I don't know about
like
these things.
It's like a bracelet-making thing where you have little rubber bands, and it's like you got a big thing with pegs, and you just put the rubber bands on pegs in a way, and then you take them off, and you got a bracelet.
There's another guy who's on the show. And his name is Chris. And he wrote a book about the best toys of all times. And I asked him what a toy is. And I'll tell you what he said, but I'm curious. I'll ask you the same question. What is a toy?
I think it's something that you can interact with and have fun with. It's something, it can be almost anything. A toy can be a stick.
I'd like to thank my guests today, Chris Byrne, A.T. Wilson, and Maxine. Of course, I'd also like to thank our sponsors, Perkins & Will and Hirsch Bednar Associates. And thank you so much to all of you, our friends, our family, our fans. Have a wonderful holiday season. Take care, and we'll see you next year.